Well, shift right now into another segment. With the new year, our occasional Wednesday opinion segment shifts from Vents Day to 2 Cents Day, just a way of making it a little politer. As before, you are invited to join a conversation about the president and protests at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Perhaps 3 million people, maybe more, participated in women's marches last Saturday. Thousands of those demonstrators were in the Rogue Valley. Jefferson Exchange producer Emily Cureton spoke to dozens of them as they moved through downtown Ashland.
Many people wore pink hats and waved handmade signs. The signs covered a wide range of issues, from environmental causes to social justice and reproductive health care.
My body, my choice, and not my president.
One thing the people with signs had in common was a shared opposition to President Donald Trump.
He's a liar and a thief.
That's Penny from Ashland. She was born in 1921, a year after women got the right to vote. The march last Saturday put her alongside people of all ages and gender identities.
My name is Sadie. I'm 10, and I want to march for women and stand up for everything and equal rights.
And tell me, what does your sign say?
It says, I'm a feminist. What's your superpower?
Other marchers remembered a long history of feminist causes. Leonora from Eagle Point held up a sign to that effect.
I can't believe I have to do this again because I've done it so many years during the 60s for different things, mostly walking for the feminist movement and against Vietnam. And here I am again. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Why are you out marching today again?
To show solidarity with everyone else and for my daughter and my granddaughters.
Leonora said she was most concerned about federal funding for Planned Parenthood clinics, which provide reproductive health care to uninsured and low-income women.
Planned Parenthood has played a large role in my life over the years, and I think in a lot of women's.
What do you think it would mean for your community if Planned Parenthood were to be defunded or not be able to provide services?
Oh, my goodness. There'd be so many women who couldn't afford to go to a primary health facility.
Several women I spoke to brought this up.
My name is Ariel Bowers, and I'm living in Ashland, Oregon. I'm old enough to know when women's were not in complete control over their own bodies, and I am resisting this with everything I have. I don't want to go back to an era where legal and free abortion was illegal. And I feel that the foundation of our actual democracy is at stake here.
Ariel's take was echoed by Katie from Grants Pass. I asked Katie what she thought would happen if Planned Parenthood disappeared from Josephine County.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they're such a main source for not only affordable birth control, but preventative screenings. I think it would just be, they're one of our, we're such a low-income area. I think it's such an important resource. I know it was for me, especially as a student, having that resource.
Many women at the march said they were worried about who President Trump will nominate for the Supreme Court vacancy and how that appointment could affect abortion laws.
Well, number one, the Roe v. Wade is a possibility of being lost, and I think people are protesting that everywhere. So I don't think that it's the government's right to be in her vagina.
That's Karen from Grants Pass. She said it was her first protest march, but that she felt a sense of urgency. And others I spoke with also talked about why now.
My name's Alita Adams. I live in Ashland, Oregon. I am out marching because I feel like it's an important time for people who believe in something to come together and organize and speak their hearts and their minds.
My name is Barry, and I live in Ashland. I am finally becoming the activist that I've always wanted to be. I can't watch people's rights get taken away moment by moment, day by day, and I'm here standing in solidarity with all people. Women, transgender men, people in the LGBTQ community, immigrants, minorities, natives, people of color, anyone who's been disenfranchised and will be disenfranchised by this upcoming president and unfortunately the people he's choosing to support him. So my sign says, all people deserve love, safety, equal rights, and freedom on a planet where the environment is protected.
I'm Julie. I live here in Ashland, Oregon. I'm 47 years old, and I'm marching because I still have to march. Marching for women, but not just women, everyone that is intersected in social justice, people of color, people with disabilities, people who have economic challenges in our nation, people who need insurance, the gay, lesbian, transgender, queer communities. We all need to be banded together to fight what's coming.
Let's get your 2 cents worth in after the break. 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. . 836 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you so much for listening. This is our new opinion segment, a lot like the old opinion segment with a slightly different name. It's called 2 Cents Day. 3.3 million people perhaps across the country took to the streets to march on the women's protest marches last Saturday, including in Ashland. Jefferson Exchange producer Emily Curitan, who co-hosts the segment with me, took to the streets with a microphone and a recorder and asked people a lot of questions about why they were marching, the kinds of things they would have on their protest signs. And that's what we want to hear from you. Let's get your 2 cents worth on this first 2 cents day. Give us a sense of if you took to the streets, what was on your mind or what was on your sign for that matter. And if you chose to stay home for that matter, and even if you're on the opposite side of this, what were you thinking on that day? What were your impressions of this first weekend of the Trump administration? 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email, join us at jx@jeffnet.org. First call goes to Chuck in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on 2 Cents Day.
Yes, a number of us in Klamath Falls went up to Portland and marched, and I just was thoroughly impressed by the amount of civility and love and the relationship between the police department and the marchers was extraordinary, and the police were enjoying blocking off the streets, and I think that this is a statement of the most constructive kind as far as what should be done in the future.
You mentioned the police. I know that the police were busy on Friday night, inauguration night, dealing with some people with tear gas grenades and things like that. Did you see any of that on March Day?
No, I wasn't available at that point. I think that by contrast, that tells you that the anarchists or whatever you wish to call them are certainly in the wrong place because they start destroying property that has nothing to do with the issue.
Mm-hmm. But there was nothing like that on Saturday, I'm saying. It was just
not a thing. Mm-hmm. Not a thing. And I suggested to one officer that I hoped it was the dullest shift he had, and he said, well, it isn't. He said, I'm really enjoying it. It's very interesting.
Really? Huh. All right. That was an interesting conversation.
So, and They were having a lot of fun looking at all the signs. The best one I saw was that the clothes have no emperor.
It's an interesting one. A lot of good signs, I understand. And a lot of people at the Portland March. I saw projections up to 100,000 people at that one. Chuck, thanks for sharing your story of taking part in that one. And this is 2 Cents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Your chance to get your 2 cents in on this particular topic, which is about this inaugural weekend just behind us and all of the women's marches across the country. The number I saw just this morning from Vox indicated that perhaps 3.3 million people, and that's just in the United States. There were marches also in other places overseas. Within the United States, cities large and small, New York, Washington, Seattle, Portland, Mentone, Alabama, we noticed because my wife and I met in Alabama. Mentone, Alabama, population, I think, 600, had a march of its own. So were you inspired to go out to the streets? Did you go to the streets? If you had gone or did go, what was on your mind? What was on your sign? If you chose to stay home or really didn't think any of this was a good idea, what were you thinking as well? Let's get some impressions from you in these opening days of the Trump administration and what is worth protesting at this time. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Carol in Fort Bragg. Welcome to 2 Cents Day.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to say I hadn't been able to participate in the early 60s in any marches because I was just an average student at UCLA. So I decided after the years of protesting afterwards, after I graduated, for women's rights and writing and calling and whatever, I decided I wasn't going to let any time go by where I didn't voice myself or show my presence. And I have to tell you, Fort Bragg is a small community, and we had, by count, over 2,500 people, which means there were a lot of people from outside the town that came through, too. But what I wanted to say was that there were so many different kinds of signs, not just about the government getting into reproductive rights, but also the pipeline issue and the environmental issue. So it was just a wonderful kind of rainbow collection of comments. And one of the things I wanted to do, which nobody else has ever done yet, is that I really want to say thank you to Donald Trump for one thing.
What's
he
that?
Has done what nobody has been able to do for a long time, and that is he has brought people together with different ideas, but coming together as a unit to protest what he's doing. So in a way, he's coalesced all these different individual units into one big mass protest, and I think that's why so many people showed up, because it's not just a one issue problem. It is a mass issue problem. So that's what I just wanted to say. It's a weird thank you, but you know, he's been able to do what nobody's done for a long time, and that's bring us all together on equal territory where we're just all angry and want to, you know, whatever that comment was, you know, I'm as mad as hell and can't take it anymore.
Right, from network.
All right, so that's what I wanted to say, and thank you so much for your program. I just found you a while ago, and I'm really enjoying you on AM radio down here.
Oh, Carol, thanks for joining us. Really good to hear from you. 2,500 people in Fort Bragg, that is a good collection. I understand there could have been 7,000 or 8,000 in Ashland. I think L.A. got actually 750,000 people. Is that possible? It was a huge march in L.A., much bigger than people expected. I noticed that some of the warm weather cities got good turnouts, not surprisingly. It's a little tough to march in cold weather cities in the wintertime. Let's go to Patricia Ann in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on 2 Cents Day.
Thank you very much. And it was really helpful that it was not raining or whatever where we were. I'm in Eureka, and we had like 8,000 people.
Wow.
And we didn't carry it. I thought it was going to rain, so I didn't carry it to rain. But we saw the most fabulous sign, which was Fight Truth, T-R-U-T-H, Decay.
Truth Decay.
Yeah, Fight Truth Decay. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, and happy everything to everybody.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Patricia Ann and Eureka. This is our first 2 Cents Day segment. It's like our old Vents Day segment, maybe just a little bit politer and with some additional elements thrown in. Emily Cureton took to the streets at the Ashland March on Saturday to get some impressions of people. You hear some more of those in just a moment. I want to get some more people on the line, though, to get lined up for some calls to tell us about your impressions, the reasons that you marched if you did, the reasons you would have marched if you would have or could have. What's on your mind? What's on your sign? Let's hear from you at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Let's hear from more people at Saturday's march as they spoke with Jefferson Exchange producer Emily Cureton.
Saoirse from Ashland marched with two friends, waving a sign with a feminist symbol painted in gold.
I'm marching out because I'm not only am I a trans feminine person, but I respect all women and everyone of different color, different race, different creed. And I believe that the person that we have elected as president does not respect any of those people.
Across the street, Samantha from Eagle Point agreed. She's 18 years old, and I asked her to name an important issue for her community.
Probably women's rights. Treating people equally with respect is a big thing, I think.
And you don't think the president does that?
No. Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
Samantha was there with her friend Anna.
I'm out marching for the women, for the young girls of our nation, and the minorities of here.
If you could let the president know about one issue in your community, what would it be?
I would say treating people equally and noticing that it doesn't matter where you come from, where you've been, you're here, you deserve to be here, and everybody deserves a chance.
Up the road, Elliot from Ashland held up a sign that read, Immigrant for Women.
I'm an immigrant, and I just got my citizenship, and very proud of that, and very patriotic American now. And I'm just here just to stand up for women and to preserve women's rights and the progress that has been made, and I hope we can keep that going.
Feeling threatened by the president's rhetoric was a theme among marchers. Here's Maddie from Ashland.
I'm out marching today because I'm a member of the queer community, and I'm also a survivor of sexual assault. I do not support that our country has put an accused rapist, a misogynist, a racist, a xenophobic, unqualified person in the White House. So I'm marching for all of my brothers and sisters who have been oppressed and who haven't had a voice for so long.
Sarah in Medford said she was there to give voice to her own family.
I'm a new mom. I have a young daughter. I need to protect her. And the sexual violence that he has legitimized in our country is extremely frightening. And so I'm just really encouraged by coming to events like this and seeing people, especially women, rally together. I mean, women united is so powerful. And we have to say, no, like, this will not stand. You cannot talk about women this way. You cannot treat women this way.
Donald Trump has been accused of sexual assault or sexual harassment by at least 15 women since the 1980s. Many of the marchers on Saturday took his character to task. Marianne from Medford is one. She held up a sign that read, "Don't be a bird brain. Think before you tweet."
He doesn't think before he speaks, tweets, twitters, whatever. He needs to be more presidential. I am out marching today because I have a big concern for my country. I love my country and I want it to be here in 4 years for us to vote in somebody else.
Some marchers expressed a mix of fear and hope. Here's Kathy from Wairika.
I feel a lot of fear because I hear a lot of mixed messages from our president. I want him to share a message of tolerance, and I want him to learn to be humble and to lead by example in his humble kindness. I want him to lead us, all of us, not just some of us, and I want him to whip us into a frenzy of love and not a frenzy of hate.
Kathy's message came across again in the words of a young marcher.
I live in Williams. I'm 9.
Aaliyah, why are you out marching today?
Because I think hatred is not cool, and I like how people are out here voting for not hate.
As the traffic began to flow down Main Street again, I wondered where everyone would go from here and what comes next. Chris in Ashland.
I think everybody needs to get out and find a way not only to be on the street, but also get active in politics, find some actual action to do.
I'm Emily Curitan for the Jefferson Exchange.
And this is our Two Cents Day segment. Here's a chance to get your two cents worth in on what you've just heard about. Did you come out to one of the marches this weekend? If so, where? Tell us what you experienced there and tell us what was in your mind and on your sign. If you didn't go out and didn't intend to go out under any circumstances, let's hear from you as well. We want to hear from everybody who has an opinion about what's going on in the early days of the Trump administration and all the marches that came out on the day after his inauguration. In response, join us on this inaugural Two Cents Day. It's an inauguration for the president and an inauguration for the segment. 800-838-3760 to come in by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Roseanne in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Two Cents Day.
Thank you. Yes, I traveled to Washington, D.C. I actually booked my ticket, I think, a week after the election. I was part of a 110 group people that my sister organized on two buses from Baltimore. Also, I met with friends. I had been an expat for 10 years that came from London and Kazakhstan. So we had people from all over that joined us. The most amazing thing that I just want to echo, I think, what one of your previous callers said, is that he has created an amazing movement. With 500,000 people there, the main thing I could not believe is that there was never a rude word. People went out of their way to be kind. If somebody tapped you or ran into you, I'm sorry, oh, excuse me. That was unbelievable. We had some beautiful signs that my niece, I give her credit for, made. A number of them said, the one I loved and everybody took pictures of, and I believe this, it's not a moment, it's a movement, from Hamilton. My daughter carried a fallopian tubes rendered into a snake, you may have seen this, that said, "Don't tread on me." And mine had his hair large on top of the sign with the words, "Don't normalize Trumpism." But by far, I think the funniest sign that I saw was a man and a large sign that said, "So much is wrong, so little cardboard." and the other thing I think is that you can't imagine what it's like to be in that big of a crowd. We couldn't march, as you heard. I mean, there was absolutely no movement.
No place to move.
You tried to get on the side streets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no place to move, literally. But everybody was happy. Nobody minded. It was just unbelievable. And most of the time, you couldn't even hear the jumbotrons because you were so far away. But that didn't matter. It just mattered that we were all there. And we had a Baltimore Sun reporter with our group, and she asked me my feelings at the end of the march. And I said that I think this sums up for a lot of people. For the first time since November 9th, I had a sense of and a feeling of hope after that. And I think that we just need to keep it up and channel it and, you know, every day sign something, do something, send out, you know, emails to your congressman and stay focused and get our own Tea Party started.
Sounds like a bit of a glow is lingering for you, Roseanne.
Oh, yeah. And I hope it keeps lingering for the next, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 years if we don't get him impeached.
All right, Roseanne, thanks for joining us. Roseanne and Ashland actually made it to the march in D.C. Where did you march, if you marched, if you thought about it or took part or stood on the sidelines and watched? Whatever your situation, we'd like to hear from you on 2 Cents Day, 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Vince and Eugene. Welcome to the exchange.
Hi. Yes, I went to the rally in front of the federal courthouse in Eugene, and I was fighting at the end of a cold and really didn't feel like going out, but I wanted to support Planned Parenthood. I'm a big supporter of theirs. And I was really impressed with the large crowd of people that came out. And it wasn't just, you know, women. There were young people, there were old people, there were able-bodied people, there were even a few of us disabled people. And I met four girls that had some great signs, and they asked if I'd take pictures of them. One said, "Love Trump's hate," which I thought was wonderful. Another one said, "Keep Trump out of my uterus." And they were having a good time with it and everything. And they said, "Oh, isn't this wonderful? You know, all these people coming out in support of Planned Parenthood." And I said, and other things too. You know, it's great, but people need to make a commitment to keep doing this. And they said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, we have to make a commitment to do this for the next 4 years. You know, you have to be involved for the next 4 years to turn it around again."
All right.
So they were kind of surprised when I said that.
And and then you heard it from some other callers as well. Vince, thanks for sharing your details of the Eugene March. Anne in Ashland writes that, "I participated in Ashland's huge march, but was thinking of other locales and parts of the state I've lived. In tiny Joseph, Oregon, 300 marched. Similar turnouts in Bend and Pendleton and Klamath Falls brought many participants. Many have awakened. May we all vote and contact our legislators and even consider running for office. It's time to voice our concerns and form coalitions across partisan lines." That from Ann in Ashland. Here's Vajra in Sunny Valley. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on 2 Cents Day.
Good morning. Wonderful, wonderful comments. Thank you. This is thrilling. I think, first of all, I wanted to say that I think the core of the march was that women woke up to the misogyny and how central it is. I believe it is the source, the root of patriarchy, the core and the fuel that keeps it going. And some women felt that at a level extremely deeply beyond words. And that galvanized something that's never happened on the planet before, because this march was exceptional, and the men that joined us too. I'm putting together a theatrical piece of women's stories, tales from the march. It's called Rise Up Monologue, Women's Rise Up Monologues, and I'm asking people to submit their stories. Anything that was said here today would be appropriate. Small, few sentences, a story, an incident, their signs, that sort of thing. I'm going to put this together by March. Maybe sooner, and present it here in Southern Oregon. So I'm asking people to submit, and they can see the Archetypal Theater is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. The Archetypal Theater is the umbrella for doing this project.
Archetypal Theater,
Archetypal, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Archetypal Theater. Okay, that's the place to look for to find Vajra and the project. Thanks for calling, Vajra. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
This is 2 Cents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the reactions from the march, things that were on people's minds, things that were on people's signs. Join us at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Sandy in Mount Shasta. Hi, Sandy.
Yeah, hi, Jeffrey. Great show. I totally agree with everything that's been expressed so far.
And I marched here in Mount Shasta, and I think we had a pretty good crowd for the size of our community. We had 300 or 400 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this shovel 2 feet of snow off of our city, our plaza, Parker Plaza in the summer.
Oh, that's right. You got nailed the day before, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just really heartened by how many people came out and the diversity that was in the crowd, age-wise, and we're not that diverse. You don't have huge immigrant populations here, but it was great. And I kind of agree that with everybody who said that Trump has done us a favor, because I've been marching since, well, for the last 50 years. I'm 70, and as dismayed as I am that we're still having to fight these battles that should have been won a long time ago, I'm also heartened by the fact that people are waking up to that. And
so,
I intend to do everything I can for as long as I live to turn this into a more compassionate nation, and that certainly means opposing just about 99% of what Trump has proposed or said, and he is really showing his true colors now, and I'm hoping that that's going to wake up some people who thought that he was going to do them something for them.
Well, we shall see. It is still very early. Sandy, thanks for those thoughts, and yes, I guess it is true that as a leader you can be a uniter. Not necessarily in ways that you intend, though, as we're hearing thus far this morning. Let's take a final call here to Jim in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thanks. I was in the Eugene March, and while it was important for me to be there for a number of reasons, I think the biggest reason was confirmed after the march, because I noticed in a letter to the editor, one of the people who wrote a letter asked, you know, what were they trying to prove? They're just hypocrites. And they're filthy people because they left some trash. This was part of a narrative that got started on Breitbart when they tried to dismiss the march. They claimed that the women had left tons of trash, and it was disorganized, and so it was therefore not really a valid march. But my most egregious comment that I read was that somebody had written online in the RG that they saw the women at the march, and there was obviously nobody there they would ever want to grab. And I just can't believe that there's still this open sort of hate towards women, especially women who are expressing themselves. And it's exemplified by the comments that, you know, Donald Trump is just boy talk. And I think that really insults men also. This is also about men being insulted.
Well, Jim, thanks for letting us know about what happened in Eugene and also for giving us a bit of an eye-opener on some of the responses to that as well. I'm looking at the letter you're referring to in the Register Guard. So definitely some responses from people who were not happy with what they saw out there over the last weekend. We will see if there is more activity like this in the future. A lot of people got very fired up. We're talking, again, something like 3.3 million people across the country. That does not count the people who marched in other places as far away as Australia. This has been the inaugural edition of 2 Cents Day. Emily Curitan is the heart and soul of what happened today. She did a great job. I hope you join me in thanking her.